It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Walter Williams. Dawn in Singapore as condemned drug trafficker Van Nguyen faces death for trafficking heroin. Reporter Clinton Maynard is standing outside Changi Prison.
Behind the walls here at the jail, Nguyen has been led from his cell to the gallows.
In Nguyen's home city, Melbourne, the bells of St. Ignatius Catholic Church in Richmond are ringing. Dennis O'Kane.
The sounding of the bells ends a morning of prayer and a special mass here at the church.
The state government has given police and other authorities the green light to prosecute senior health bureaucrats embroiled in the Bundaberg hospital scandal. The Director General of Queensland Health has written to those still employed within the department, asking them to show cause why they should not face disciplinary action. The go-ahead follows recommendations in the Davies report after a six-month inquiry into Queensland's public health system. Overseas, insurgents have launched a brief assault west of Baghdad, firing mortar rounds and rockets at a US base and local government buildings. The attack comes the day after Washington unveiled its new strategy for victory in Iraq. And the spirit of Christmas arrives in Brisbane's CBD tonight with the lighting of the city's Christmas tree in King George Square.
It's going to be a great evening for family entertainment.